Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, let's see, it's a cold day here in New York City, and right now it's about 5 p.m. on my time, and as far as the show, well, we're going to sort of dance away, at least imagine so, because I have the prestigious 90 Chen Dance Company to speak with. They'll tell us all about the type of performance and what they do. And they seem to be touring New York City. And I will be having 90 Chen and Andrew Chiang, who's the executive director. But first, yes, you know it's a word from our sponsor. Yes, go ahead. Let's do this.
Hey, Martha. Why did it smile? I was just thinking. I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronniebrook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronniebrook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yeah, I have to get a glass of milk sometime today. But meanwhile, we got our friends on right now. Hello, 90 Chen.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Okay, and I got Andrew.
Yes, this is Andrew.
Okay. All right, so first I want to get into talking about the dance company itself, like, first of all, how did it start, and when?
The performance, the Lunar New Year celebration is going to be in Brooklyn Center for the Performing Arts at Brooklyn College, and it is going to be on January 22nd at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. No, what I'm asking
company.
Is how did this
company.
Group...
Sorry.
Yes, how did the company start?
Well, the company started, we actually co-founded the company, Andy and I, you know, this is 90 Chen. We co-founded the company in 1988. So, you know, I personally grew up in Taiwan, and then I immigrated this country, over 30 years ago. And I went to New York University to pursue, more knowledge in dance. And after I finished the master's program, and I felt so excited about the dance scene in New York. So I didn't leave. I was going to leave and go home to teach, go back to Taiwan to teach in college. A position was held for me over there, but then I decided to stay and continue to build up my career here. And that's how it all started, as a dancer, mm-hmm. and then become a choreographer. And eventually have my own company.
Actually, after graduating, toured with the Broadway production of King and I for a while, and then she first started choreographing, and actually Bill T. Jones' sister selected her for a festival, and after she showed her piece, the New York Times gave her a rave review, and that kind of started me thinking that maybe she has a career in dance. And and so we talked about it, and we decided to start a company.
And when did the company start itself? How long
ago? In 1988.
Oh, 1988 is when you started. So this dance company,
yes,
has been around for a while.
Absolutely. It's one of the leading company, I would say, in New Jersey. We started in New Jersey, and then just recently we established a branch in New York. And it's been touring the country over 45 different states and 10 different countries.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how large is the dance company itself?
Right now we have 12 dancers. 12 dancers all together, so it's like a medium-sized company. But we really serve a very diverse community, and that we take the program to really like everywhere. And we have dancers who are, focused on the modern dance and have a lot of ballet training. And with dancers who are specialized in traditional Chinese dance and picking opera technique. So it's a quite diverse company. So we have 12 dancers all together.
So this is—it's like wherever you go, you're bringing the whole group, same group.
Not necessarily.
Sometimes
there's programs that are focused on, for example, the celebration of the Lunar New Year, and in those cases, we would develop a production, and that production will incorporate all the dancers. In this case. And in the case that that's coming up in Brooklyn, but at times when a school calls and says, I have an auditorium of a certain size, and we have 300 students, then the production is a little smaller, and it could be only 5 people.
Yeah, I also take the company on the road a lot, and then really depending on the need of the program. So if I if I do a contemporary program, then like 8 dancers is needed, for that production.
But then there's
sometimes
musicians involved, so
right, we'll collaborate
12.
With musicians.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Use lighting.
How many musicians are there, by the way, approximately?
There are 3. If we do a contemporary dance program, there's usually 3 or 4. It will be a small, either string quartet or a piano trio, and then if there's the Chinese program, it can be as large as 8 Chinese instruments.
Right. Are you going to be doing the same show in Brooklyn as you're going to be doing at Flushing Town Hall in March?
Actually, Flushing Town Hall is a completely different program. In Brooklyn, it's a specific program designed for celebration of the Lunar New Year. So it's,
wait, this
it's
one
in color,
Brooklyn, you mean?
Position. The, what, right, correct.
Yeah,
right.
January 22nd. Yeah, that's a special design for celebrating the Lunar New Year. So we have dance and music. But for the Flushing Town Hall, it's a completely a contemporary program, which will reflect my heritage, you know. But the presentation will be very modern and with original choreography. That'll be
and
for the Flushing Town Hall.
Okay. So, yeah, because I, there's also, in terms of size of audience, because I, you know, the Performing Arts Center, I guess that it's a pretty big auditorium, isn't it?
Yes. The Brooklyn is about 1,500 audience.
Yeah.
And Flushing Town Hall is only, I think, about 200.
Yeah,
right.
The different place has different feel, you know, different charm. Like when I design the program, I usually would think about what kind of audience I will get and also what kind of stage or theater, what kind of setting I will get. And depending on where I go, then I design the program really like specially, you know, for that venue. For example, like Flushing Town Hall is very intimate, you know, it's very cozy, that theater is smaller, but it has such a nice positive energy as well. And with a smaller audience, I designed a program, it fit that space. And then for Brooklyn College, it's such a huge hall. Stage is big, and the audience, you know, they sit kind of far away from the stage in a large hall. And to fill the energy, then, you know, the program needs to be, you know, elaborate and then with a lot of
colors
and costumes and props, you know. For this Lunar New Year celebration.
And in terms of it, I'm just curious, is there some type of, because it's like it's the year of the rooster, as I guess it's a, they call it, or the mythical phoenix, right?
Exactly.
Right. So if you were doing this, let's say, last year, would have, you think you would have done something different because of a different, you know, animal?
Zodiac animal.
Yeah.
Each year we have a different
program.
Design.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we look for something that kind of symbolizes the animal, but also what the animal represent, you know, in the culture and in the stories. So, you know, last year was the year of the monkey.
Monkey.
And
right.
And so it is the monkey king that really dominates, you know, our mind whenever we talk about year of the monkey. So we actually produced a episode of the Journey to the West, which is the story of the monkey king. So that was the year of the monkey, but this year is the year of the rooster or the phoenix, and that's the only bird in the whole zodiac. So this is the year that kind of represents kind of a flight, and the rooster is the one that awakes people. So it also relates to the awakening of the world, that people should be more awakened, to be more aware of what is really going on around the society. And so it also strengthens us, the power of the rooster is also always a leader, you know, in the
right.
flock. So, you know, there's a lot of symbolism that the rooster has. So we built the program around that.
Right.
Yeah,
so I have a program like with more strength, you know, like for example, I have a several traditional Chinese dances, which is very colorful, very entertaining. But also we'll present two contemporary works, which emphasize on the strength in the human, in each human being, and the strive to advance forward and to conquer the difficulties, you know, what we're facing, so the will for advancement. So I think those kind of things is kind of related to the symbol of the year, the rooster, and awakening is like waking up the whole world.
I think we're waking we're certainly waking up here in the United States right now to what we're in for. But
for the beautiful part in the piece is the peacock dance, Andy. The peacock dance also is very elegant, very beautiful. And that's a folk dance from the southwest of China. Kind of remind you of this is a bird family, you know, like we would like to present this specially, the peacock dance, to relate to the year of the rooster as well, to show the elegance and the beauty and the grace of the bird.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So with this one in Brooklyn, because it says delightful red lions, golden dragons, white peacocks.
Yes.
In other words, they're going to be dressed in these kind of outfits?
The
costumes are very elaborate.
Who does the costumes? Let's plug that person.
Yeah, right. Costume is, the traditional pieces are all like specially made, the costume made and designed in China or in Taiwan, mm-hmm. And then it came all the way from there, really like specially designed. It's a very beautiful and elaborate, full of colors. Because in the Chinese tradition, the colors all have symbolic meaning. Like the green symbolizes longevity and then the rebirth. And the blue symbolizes the royal strength and then the social status. And the red, of course, is a color for good fortune, and it's a special color for Chinese New Year. So you will see all those colors, and fill the entire stage. Yeah, very beautiful. Visually, it will be stunning.
Will you be dancing, by the way? Do you dance, or you just, this is your company, and you let them do their thing?
I do, yeah. Although, I've been on stage for such a long time, many, many years now, and I'm more like behind the scene now to direct a company. But I do go on stage even just to support some important moment. For example, the colorful ribbon dance in the dragon dance. We're going to use very, very long ribbon. So I'll be part of the team, to support the dancers on stage. So I'll be performing as well, even just a brief moment, but I will be there.
So, and how about when you're doing this, the show at Flushing Town Hall?
Yeah, Flushing Town Hall, I think our topic is cross current, and this will be our third year being presented there with this topic. The first year we collaborated Chinese-American composer and also the New Asia Chamber Society, which is a group with many excellent musicians from Asian country, but then they have immigrated to here, and they all Juilliard graduates, really highly respected musicians. And so they played music live for us. And I created under this cross-culture experience, under this subject, to create a program for Flushing Town Hall. And the second year, continued to develop, the idea. And now it's going to be the third year. So it's a more serious topic, and then it deals with our experience as immigrants, artists come from another culture and mm-hmm. come here to make America our home, and what's that experience, what's our voice, we want the voice to be heard and then to be expressed through the dance. Let me also ask you then,
and by the way, Andrew, are you also from Taiwan?
I came from Taiwan when I was 14 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious because it looks like do we have a much better facility for the arts? I mean, is that one of the reasons that a lot of artists have come here?
New York is the center or the capital of dance in the world. So all kinds of dance artists come to New York to look at other people's work. New dances are being made every day, and to hone their own craft, to show what they can do and to learn from each other. So there's a kind of an ecosystem of dance here. There are dancers come to try to study with and work with new choreographers, people like Naini, who's designing new movements from old traditions, and new ideas from other choreographers. So, you know, it's a very, very vibrant system here in the U.S. That's why
there's
so attractive.
A lot of exchange, right? A lot of exchange of ideas, and then you learn from each other. It's a much bigger community here. But in terms of facility, not necessary. This country can offer, you know, a better theater or whatever. I think Asian country also very advanced now in terms of technology, and then the equipment, you know, what they can offer, the hall, and also the lighting system, you know, it's all pretty advanced now. But in terms of the art, the environment, the community, and then the artists, I think just a much more exchange, you know, in New York. So like what Andy said, you know, as an artist, you feel you can get inspired within the community and then with each other.
So are you involved with, but you're out in, the company is in New Jersey, right?
We normally rehearse in New York. My office is in, we have two offices, one in New York and one in New Jersey.
Because I'm curious whether you're involved in the Taiwanese American, I don't know, they have artists and culture.
Out in Jersey, there's a lot of Taiwanese Americans, and of course, in Flushing, there's a lot. There's a lot more, and very concentrated Chinese and Taiwanese Americans. We share the same, you know, cultural heritage. Chinese and Taiwanese.
But is there a cultural center? Yeah.
I have a school also, you know, so not only we are, but by the way, my company is very diverse, though. So if you look at my dancers, they are, you know, dancers come from every, you know, a lot of different country in the world, and they all gather in New York. So not necessarily I use dancers from Taiwan or from China or from Asia, you know, not necessary. So we have a group of artists who are working together, but actually it's very interesting to look at the company. It's quite diverse. But I was trying to say that in terms of working with the community, I do have a school in New Jersey on the weekend where we teach the next generation. We teach the Chinese American, Taiwanese American, the next generation. We are passing on the art to the next generation. That's where we have our school, you know, like on Saturday and Sunday in New Jersey.
Okay. So now I also just did I meet you at the fundraiser, or I only met Andrew?
The fundraiser, maybe just Andrew. Which fundraising event?
With the I don't know. You can't call them. They're not an orchestra. The string, you know, the one you spoke about.
Oh, you mean the New Asia Chamber Society?
Yes.
Were
you there?
Are we sitting? Yeah, I was there. Are we sitting on the same table? Yeah, you came with
got it.
You came with what's
okay.
Her name?
So you were sitting at the table. Got it.
Right.
So
I was
I have all the photos. They were sent to me. I have a whole bunch of the photos. I'm going, did I meet her? Okay. So you were sitting next to Lucia.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I remember you. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Right, and then that day we
to...
were... Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to connect with that, that's all. Because Lucia, like, keeps introducing me to so many people. So I have
right.
to try to... forgetting about it. I can't even remember anybody's names, let alone...
right.
Let alone an Asian name. I mean, if not
yeah.
even somebody... If they were named Mary, I still probably wouldn't remember, you know?
Right.
But
right.
but
hard.
I was trying to... yeah. associate, you know, of where I met. Yes, I've been doing a tremendous amount of writing about
right.
people in the Taiwanese
right.
community.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
yeah.
Did you hear about the Crystal Park? Are you aware of that?
Christopher Park.
Crystal Park. You know Tom Chen?
Crystal Park.
Thomas Chen.
Yes,
owns,
Thomas Chen, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, so he owns a company, I guess it's Crystal Windows and Doors or something, and decided mm-hmm. to create an artist, I guess if you want to call it an artist colony, about a couple hours away in New York.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know whether it's just going to be fine arts. It could be more than just fine arts. But,
wow, it would be great to know about. If you have information, please let me know. I would love to find out
oh,
more
yeah,
about
I
it.
Just,
yeah.
yeah, I just wrote an article about it because I had gone up there. Lucia dragged me up there for Thanksgiving
right.
along with another a fine artist and...
mm-hmm.
just to see the place. It's and it's yes, it's something really that you should kind of look at.
Right.
That would be inspirational to just
right.
You know,
yeah,
be there.
I remember yes, years ago when we were like in residence at University Settlement, like down in Chinatown. It's University Settlement. This organization, they own a place in Beacon, New York State. They own a farm. It's sort of like the same idea. It's like artist colony. And then I brought the dancers there for like 2 weeks to work on a new piece. And I remember really great stuff came out of there, you know, when you're in a different setting and when you are in the nature, you know, in the barn with the dancers really far away from the city. Everybody's mind is in such a different stage, and then the art, the word come out to be very surprisingly, you know, like different than what you would do in a studio. So I really
oh,
enjoy
yeah.
those experiences. Hopefully
yeah,
I can find
I
out more about this
they,
place.
He tends to have a museum and I don't know what else on his property when we went up there. He was out in the field using the digging up the dirt. you know. But
yeah. Do you know where it is? It's in New York State.
Well, when you, it's funny that you said Beacon. It was seemed to be close to there. I don't remember. It was. I don't know the town. I would have to look it up. I have, you know, I write the articles and then I forget.
yeah. Yeah. I would love to find out more about it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, to get back to this, so, and I'm just curious, by the way, just curiosity, like, how are you going to celebrate the Lunar New Year? What do you do in particular? Either,
you know,
one of you, both
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, I really celebrate the Lunar New Year with my audience, and that's really fantastic, because I remember growing up in Taiwan, really the biggest holiday is the Lunar New Year. You know, every year you look forward to the Lunar New Year. You get to have a new dress made for you, and then you eat such great food every day, and you're off from school, you know, on vacation, and they have all the relatives come together, and it's very, very happy time. So I remember that. But ever since I came to this country, I miss all of that, you know, because I have no chance to go home during the holidays, always so busy here. So in a way, that's the way I celebrate the New Year. You know, like in this country, you don't really get that day off, you know, and then it certainly is very different. There's no firecrackers. You're not allowed to burn the, you know what I mean, the firecracker, you know. The Lunar New Year, the best part is to hear that loud sound, the firecracker.
Oh, so you don't, oh, so out in New Jersey, they did it, you don't get to do that, you mean?
No, I don't think it's allowed. Yeah,
I guess you'll have to come
New
to
York
downtown
either.
Flushing. You'll have to come
downtown
to Flushing.
Downtown Flushing, yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah. But then again, you know, I really enjoy performing on stage, you know, with so many great artists, and then to, you know, to communicate with the audience. You know, we usually get a full house of audience, and they cheer, and they really enjoy the occasion. And then we have, like, a display in the lobby, the paper cuts, and then the Chinese calligraphy, you know, the Chinese visual art display in the lobby as well. So it's really like a fantastic celebration, you know, on stage and off stage.
That sounds great. I'm sure I'll be celebrating.
Right.
She keeps taking
me
all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome to come to be part of our celebration. Come to see our.
Well, I'm
going to
be. I'm coming to the show on the 22nd.
Okay,
and
wonderful.
Most likely coming to the show in March at Flushing Town Hall as well.
Okay, wonderful.
I'll
yeah.
be able to see see both of them.
Yeah, you will see how extremely different they are, you know, just
oh, yeah.
the presentation. Yeah.
So, and by the way, Andrew, how did you get involved? I mean, when you said, like, you decided, how did you meet Nainé?
I was a student manager in my college, and she came to perform. And
okay.
so that's how we met.
I was selected by the government at that time, you know, representing the Taiwan government, the culture minister,
culture
you know,
exchange.
Selected college students to do exchange. So visit about, I would say, like 30 colleges. Yeah, at least in the eastern United States. Yeah. So went to MIT in Boston.
Oh, okay. So and to get back to this show. So will we in the one at Flushing Town Hall, will it be I guess it won't be as elaborate as that you know in terms of costumes?
Yeah, in terms of the costume, it will be, this, you know, modern dance, you know, that had different, like, emphasis. It's more about using your body as a way to express yourself. So it will be
right.
emphasizing on the body, the line, the movement. So the dancer won't be covered by, like, a glittering, like, you know, like a shining or red and blue and a very bold color. You know, they'll be wearing something maybe more, you know, to their body, showcase their body shape. And
right.
It's like, you know, looking at a beautiful abstract painting as opposed to, how should I say, like a traditional classical embroidery from Asia, you know what I mean? Like embroidery
okay.
has a lot of details and coloring. But then this is more like watching maybe an impressionist painting or Picasso's their abstract painting. You see lines, and then the color maybe bold at times, but then other times maybe just black and white, very simple. But then you see the lines come out of the dancer's body. Yeah, it's different emphasis in terms of expression.
Okay.
But also
well,
in Flushing
yeah.
Town Hall, it's a different space. The audience can see
sure.
the
yeah.
details of the fingertips, the movement of the muscles and all that. Whereas in Brooklyn College, you're sitting, you know, pretty far. Most of the audience are pretty far, and that's why we built the program to emphasize on colors, you know, and celebration, and so much bigger production than the Flushing Town Hall, which it's a fairly intimate conversation between the dancer and the audience.
Yeah, I think conversation is a very good word, you know. I think we, through dance, we try to convey, you know, ideas. And then the dance and the audience really had that very direct communication right there. So whether it's a traditional program or a contemporary program, we are, I think it's such an important thing, you know, we are talking to our audience and then communicating with them and not forgetting that they're there.
Right.
I think I'm the kind of a, you know, like a modern choreographer. I don't just do, you know, like, okay, I close the door, I do whatever. I really think the audience to communicate. I think, you know, dance is a communication kind of a performing art. So we need to communicate with the audience. So that's always very important to me.
You guys were there on January 5th over at Flushing Town Hall. Were you there giving a, like, sneak preview?
Yeah, we gave, like, a 3 minutes, sneak preview, yes. Yeah,
but,
we were there.
By the way, did a lot of people show up? I'm just curious.
Yeah, there were quite a lot of people. Yeah, it's pretty good turnout.
Okay, I was just curious. I missed going to it, and I would have wanted to see the thing because it's a sneak preview of, you know, so many groups.
Right.
But I was just, So is there anything else you guys want to share with me to let us know?
Yeah, I think just just like what you mentioned, you know, like how do you celebrate Lunar New Year? I think this country, going to performance, that's one great way. You know, the audience can learn about the culture and to, you know, to really get the joy. And also to me, I feel this program is really to, we have a few mission, you know. Every time when I do performance, I feel I have a sense of mission. And I feel the mission is, of course, don't forget that we have joy in our life, okay? Although, you know, like there are difficult moments, you know, here and there, but don't forget to enjoy. And there's joy in life and also hope. You know, I like to give my audience a sense of hope, a hope for the new year, a hope for the future. And I think we don't want to lose that. Yeah,
we're gonna need it.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask you
between the awakening and immigration, I think we definitely need it.
Yes. I hear you. Yep, we got a crazy going to run the country. Okay, but all right, and I'm also curious. Just a quick thing about in terms of food. Does it make a difference on, like whether it's the year of or something? I mean, I don't think anybody's going to eat monkey brains, but,
no.
You know, in the last year. But
none that we know of, I would say, that you know, like the year of the ox, you have to eat beef or something like that. There's nothing like that. Or the year of the rooster, you eat chicken. That is not the case at all. However, I think I mentioned the year of the dog, right? Which is coming up. But there are special foods that's made for celebrations of the New Year that's only made at this time. There is something called the niangao, which is the sticky rice cake. With lots of sugar.
Oh yes, I've had that. Yes.
Yes, and that's a wonderful. That's something that's just made for the new year. It's not made during other times of the year. And there are in other places there are also special congee, I guess you would call it, a rice soup that have special ingredients that's only made during Chinese New Year. So each year we do host a banquet actually for as a fundraiser. Usually it happens in New Jersey because we have a lot of many friends in New Jersey where we live, they all come together and and we have a banquet in a restaurant that we usually order, and another
course.
two things that you always have. One is dumplings. Chinese dumplings is
are you
must.
Talking about the soup dumplings or just regular dumplings?
Regular dumplings.
Steamed dumplings.
Oh yeah, that's what I ate today for lunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steamed dumplings.
It has the shape of the golden nugget. That's why they made the dumpling into the shape of the golden nugget.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing. The second thing you must have is fish. And you have to have the whole. You have to, on the table has to be the whole fish, with the head and tail intact. And you cannot eat. You can only eat the middle part. You can't eat the head. You can't eat the tail. And believe me, there are people who love the head and tail. Chinese people, and usually not people from Western countries like to eat the head of the fish. But the head, you must have a. You must have the whole fish, and you cannot, and this is a Chinese custom in New Year's, you cannot eat the head or the tail.
Yeah, I just have some leftover. You know, the fish don't finish the whole thing, have some leftover on the plate. It kind of symbolizes that you will have some savings. You won't spend it all, whatever you make. You know, you don't want to spend it all. You're going to have some leftover in the bank or in your pocket, and it kind of had that kind of a symbolic meaning. Because the fish, it's the same pronunciation, yu, yu in Chinese means leftover, like that, or savings. Yeah, so that's why you have fish, you have yu, but don't finish the entire fish. So you have, things saved for the future. Yeah, you have money saved for the future.
Oh, okay. I'm sure I'll get that same instruction from Lucia.
right. The food
dumpling
has
the
culture.
Fish.
The Chinese food is such another, in the whole entire, you can have another interview, talk about the food. It's
a
Chinese banquet.
Oh, believe me, I have, you just see the look on people's, on the waiters' faces when I go in and have dim sum and I ask for chicken feet. And they look at me and they go, chicken feet, you want chicken feet? And I'm like, yes. I don't know. The way the Chinese make chicken feet is so good.
Right. And then they call it, they give a beautiful name. They say the phoenix, the feet of the phoenix. That's the name, Chinese name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have to end the show. And I really appreciate your calling in. And I'll, have something written up as well. And also I can give you the link to this so you can, put it out there, put it on your website or send it off to your
wonderful.
Friends. As soon as I give it to Lucia, every friend of hers is going to see it. This is going to go up on Facebook right away.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
And we'll see you guys. I'll be with Lucia and Ken on the 22nd, and so we'll see you guys then.
All right, thank you so much.
Great, look forward to it. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
well,
take care.
Have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Yes, okay. Yeah. Well, I had Chinese food today. Try not to have it again tonight, but well, anyway, so I'm going to end the show. So everybody, wherever you are, have a good day, afternoon.